The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I really enjoyed our conversation yesterday and what we've been talking about, what we're going to talk about this week. It's only Tuesday, about how God is our family. And it just feels like a very tender kind of topic. And I hope that everybody can find something that they can take away from and meditate on today and in these chapters and this whole week. And if any of these things impact you and you're like, man, this is really great, I would love it if you would share the podcast with a friend. We are very steadily growing our podcast. It is very small still. We're a private community, but I should say we're an intimate community maybe. There's not many of us, but I appreciate each and every one of you that are here that do download and listen to these episodes. And I would love for you to share it with a friend as well, because I think that we all need to get in the Word and that we should do so in community, right? We were built for community. So since we're talking about family and how God's our family, we're going to continue on this conversation now in Galatians chapter 3. I'm going to start at the top of the chapter if you're willing to join in with us. If not, I hope you enjoy whatever it is that you are doing, or at least just enjoying the fact that you can get in the Word a little bit while you're doing it. We're going to be in Galatians 3, like I said, at the top of the chapter with the law and faith in Christ. O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. How foolish can you be? After starting in your new lives in your spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the scriptures looked forward this time when God would make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you." So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, "Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law." So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, "It is through faith that a righteous person has life." This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we, who are believers, might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. The law and God's promise, verse 15. Dear brothers and sisters, here's an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or amend a revocable agreement, so it is in this case. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. And notice, the scriptures doesn't say to his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child. And that, of course, means Christ. This is what I am trying to say. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses. God would be breaking his promise. For if the inheritance could be received by keeping the law, then it would not be the result of accepting God's promise. But God graciously gave it to Abraham as a promise. Why then was the law given? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sins. But the law was not designed to last only until the coming of the child who was promised. God gave his law through the angel to Moses, who was the mediator between God and the people. Now, a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, did not use a mediator when he gave his promise to Abraham. Is there a conflict then between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not. If the law could give us new life, we could be made right with God by obeying it. But the scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin. So we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. God's children through faith, verse 23. Before the way of faith in Christ was available to us, we were placed under guard by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until the way of faith was revealed. Let me put it another way. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith. And now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united in Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Yep, that's good. That is good. I really don't have anything to say. This was such a great read. I know that yesterday we were in Deuteronomy, and Deuteronomy is talking a lot about obeying God and talked about the law. But now we're in New Testament, specifically talking about like, hey, it's not all about the law, guys. You can't just obey the law and think that you're good. Because remember, the Old Testament, everything in the Old Testament was to point us to Jesus. And so now that he is here, we have to know that while the law keeps us under God, while the law keeps us out of a heap of trouble, while the law keeps us free from a lot of demonic oppression and a lot of things that we won't have to deal with if we just stay right and do what God tells us to do, just know as well that we need the belief in Jesus. We need Christ to get to God. And they are our family. God is our family. He is our Father. Jesus is our family. Like, a lot of people struggle with the relational aspect of God, and they understand him as a deity. They understand him as a being to be worshiped because he is deserving of praise and worship. But there also is an aspect to God where he wants intimacy with us. He wants that closeness. He wants us running to him like, you know, a child when they get hurt or they get scared and they go running to a parent. God wants that closeness and that intimacy with us in our life. So if you're reading through this and you feel like maybe you're erring closer to the Jews and the Gentiles that were like sticking to the law as opposed to the love, then maybe read through Galatians chapter 3 and, just lean into it and ask the Lord to reveal to you what are some areas that you need more love and less law, and just more of that dependent relationship on him in a loving kind of way. So God bless you guys. I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Fantastic Tuesday. And I hope that I see you guys back here tomorrow for another episode of the podcast. We are getting pretty dang close to episode 150. And I don't know about you, but that makes me really excited. I'm really happy that we have made such progress and we've gotten so far in the Bible podcast. And I couldn't have done it without each and every one of you listening, especially those who have been stuck around here since the inception of the podcast. Really appreciate you guys. Thanks again for joining us on the Bible podcast. And from me to you, happy Tuesday. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.